Time for the meat of the order. For the Yankees last night, meat of the order was cooking. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 combined. 11 hits, 9 runs. Yankees crank out 10 runs, and they get the win, which is most important. So, Yankee bats waking up. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905. Now, a quick little thing here. I don't know what this means. I saw it last night. I saw somebody else tweeted. I forget who. Somebody who follows the minor leagues. But last night, the Yankees pulled Everson Pereira and Brian De La Cruz from their AAA lineup, okay? And they remain out today. It's not injury-based here. And usually when you see that, that means basically you want to keep somebody healthy before you execute a trade. Now, I don't know. I'm just trying to piece things together. We know that the Yankees are going to try to do some stuff. Cashman always tries to cook it this time. Got Jazz a year ago, bullpen arms. But the fact that they were so definitive in moving Jazz to second and saying he's going to stay there and saying that DJ's not playing third and, you know, two kids in the minors getting yanked both days here and put on ice, they got something cooking soon.
Maybe. Andy Martino was saying yesterday that as far as the Mets were concerned, that a bullpen arm is more likely to happen sooner than later. So maybe that would pertain to the Yankees as well. If the bullpen market is taking shape way ahead of the deadline, maybe the Yankees have something cooking there. We'll see. They desperately need a bullpen arm right now, the Yanks. That would be the one thing right now and dire needs for. Obviously a third baseman as well, so we could see what happens here. There is some news that I wanted to bring up with the Knicks.
Okay.
Ian Begley reporting, it's about 10 minutes ago. Pelicans associate head coach James Borrego, a Knicks target for a lead spot on Mike Brown's staff, will be staying put in New Orleans.
All right.
No Knicks interviewed Borrego for the head coaching position, had interest in adding to the staff. He's valued by New Orleans. So now, the genius, Mike Brown, is going to have to figure out the offense on his own, like a big boy would. And it also is more interesting to me now that if his top assistant is off the board and a guy that is known for the offense and creativity, what does that mean for Rick Brunson here?
Which is what we talked about yesterday. Yeah. He was pushed back a seat. I don't think it means anything. I think, like, if we suddenly find, oh, the Knicks changed their mind, and they're not going to relegate Rick Brunson to a lesser role. Come on, buddy, you're right next to the coach. Then that would just be a circus. So I don't think that changes at all. And, you know, he didn't have, what's his name, Borrego?
Borrego.
He didn't have him with the Kings there, right? So he doesn't need him. I don't know what he's going to do. Dude, the associate head coach, like, are you telling me the reason why the Knicks were so good last year is because of Rick Brunson? Like, what does the associate head coach do?
No, but he was Tom Thibodeau brought him up within the coaching ranks.
He did.
And then to be his right-hand guy, I know it was about Tibbs. It's not supposed to be about the associate head coach. I'm getting the sense with Mike Brown, a lot was being placed on the associate head coach, and everybody was more excited about Borrego and his offense.
I didn't even really know anything about the guy, except that he was with the Pelicans. You're going to have to get permission to let him go.
Right, but a lot of people, you know, that know a lot about the Knicks and the inner workings of the NBA or offensive schemes and sets, we're talking about the importance of adding Borrego, who was viewed as a young, innovative offensive mind, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's a scouting report.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I've never heard of him either, but those are, you know, the research that we've done leading up to the Knicks head coaching search, they interviewed the guy to be the head coach. So it was, you know, he's obviously an up-and-coming coach, valued so much that New Orleans doesn't want to let him go, but now it's more on Mike Brown. I'd be curious to see who the next hire is going to be for his associate head coach.
If Mike Brown can't do the job without Borrego, then they hired the wrong guy, which I don't think true. I think I will be interested to see how long this goes on. I mean, is this now another, you know, circus like the five other people you start hearing? I hope it's not that. I hope it's figured out pretty soon. This doesn't worry me at all.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Richard is in Melbourne, Florida, talking about what you wanted to say before, BT, about a possible Yanks trade. What's up, Richard?
Hey, Rich.
How you doing, guys? Great show. I believe you took the thing that I was going to talk about, De La Cruz and the other gentleman, but I believe the Braves and the Yankees are on heavy, heavy talks with the third baseman.
Austin Riley?
Yes, sir.
Why in the world would they? What? There's no way that's happening.
I'm telling you.
Well, if they're going to, why do you think that?
Somebody in, I have family in Atlanta and somebody who works in Fulham told me that they heavy, heavy talks and they're trying to get another reliever inside that trade. So I think that's what's holding up. They're not going to wait for the trade line.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, Jazz, I just looking this up. I mean, Austin Riley, thanks for the call there, Rich. The Yankees pulled the trigger on the Jazz deal July 27th, which obviously is not July 9th, which is what today is. So, you know, it doesn't mean that Cashman can't pounce early. I brought up the two young players that were pulled from AAA. Maybe something's cooking. But I looked up. First of all, I know about Pereira. The other guy's been in. He's like 29 years old. He's not even a prospect. So that sure is not. That's not going to get you Austin Riley. Why would the Braves trade Austin Riley?
I just did a quick Google search, and AI tells you, while there's been some speculation about a potential trade involving Braves third baseman Austin Riley, particularly due to the team's underperformance this season and his high salary, it's unlikely the Braves would actually trade him. Riley's a cornerstone player, signed to a long-term, affordable contract.
Yeah, he's making $22 million a year.
You know what? I hope they do trade him. There's no way they would.
Atlanta's there's no not, way.
They're not trading Austin Riley.
So and by the way, Sal, here's the thing, too. Like, if the Yankees were to get Austin Riley tomorrow, of course I'd be pumped up, right? But when you it's 29, a little older. Like, he's a little sneaky old. He's 29. And, you know, now you look at he's under contract in 2027, 2028, 2029, 2030, 2031, 2032. You don't have a team option until the year 2033 when he's 36. So now, and I don't think the Braves would bite off any salary. Now, he is a stud. He's got power. He's a gamer. I really like him. Even if the... I don't want to get stuck with these 7-year contracts anymore.
Yeah, but it's a decent value. Like you said, Riley's a game-changing player. Hoff, you said you have more info on this outside of the AI search?
There is an actual article back in April from Brendan Cuddy when he said that there's a possibility, there's a trade scenario where they could scoop up Austin Riley, but you'd have to include George Lombard Jr.
Okay, well, now you're talking. Okay. So now you're talking. Now at least you could say Atlanta's going to think, okay, well, we love Austin Riley, the player, but if we love George Lombard Jr. even more and he's a lot cheaper, then we'll give you Austin Riley. You take on the salaries like the big boys that you are in the New York Yankees trying to win now, and we'll take back Lombard Jr. Yeah, you going to be willing to do that?
I'm not giving up Lombard, no.
You're not getting Austin Riley?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
There's nobody that you give up Lombard.
I don't think so, Sal. He is one. I want to ride this out. I mean, he looks
same
different.
Same with Volpe. Same with Spencer Jones.
But hold on. But Volpe was never. I mean, when you wanted to trade Volpe for Castillo, he had just gotten here. He was a first round pick who can run. I'm like, no, I'm not giving up on him.
I'm saying in general.
I get that. Yeah. And I don't think that they should have, more
importantly. Spencer Jones was you definitively last year, but also they didn't.
That was one that I was a little reluctant to let go.
All right,
but
also they didn't want to do it. They had a trade on the table for Corbin Burns. They said no. So the Yankees didn't want to trade Spencer Jones, and now his value is nowhere near what it was a year ago.
I don't know about that. He's actually, I don't know if that's true. It's about, Spencer
him.
Jones.
Yeah.
Spencer Jones is crushed at a Double-A, and he's crushing at Triple-A.
Oh, good, then bring him up.
Well, no,
baby
hold on. I'm just responding to what you said, which is incorrect, that his value's not high. It's absolutely higher than it was a year ago.
I do not believe it is higher than it was when they were offered Corbin Burns for him. I do not believe Spencer Jones.
Well, that was, what, 2 years ago, right?
No, that was before last season.
Before last year. Yeah. But he wasn't coming off a great year last year.
And then Spencer Jones stunk last season. And now he's building his value back up.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think it's to the level that it was before.
Well, either way, give up Spencer Jones for Austin Riley. Well, I'm just not giving up. Of course, I'll give him up.
But that's my point.
I'm not giving up Lombard for him.
Right. But last year, you didn't want to give up Spencer Jones. So how could his value be the same if you're going to give him up now?
Because they got enough outfielders. Right. Well, I don't think that they need him right now.
Spencer Jones?
Why not?
Power bat? Run like a deer?
Dominguez.
Hit like Judge?
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen.
You might have to give up Dominguez. So you're gonna
give up Dominguez for the right guy.
Yeah,
Lombard's different.
Well, Ramirez or Austin Riley, you giving up Dominguez?
For Jose Ramirez?
You're just not giving up Lombard.
I'm not giving up Lombard. I said that yesterday. No. I mean, you can ask me every day. Lombard's untouchable.
But for nobody. I'm saying for nobody.
Now, Dominguez, for Ramirez, I make that move.